Hello, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of a few books, including The Successful Mind and The Guidebook to Authentic Success. And welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. I'm looking outside. It's a gorgeous-ish day, a little bit of cloud cover, but essentially a beautiful day. And I'm here and very excited to share with you some tips, tools, strategies on how to increase your happiness, your health, your vitality, and your success in life. And to take those lessons deeper, make sure you check out the guided meditation so we can start working from the inside out. As always, my aim is to make everything as practical as possible. So when you walk away from this conversation, or maybe you're walking as you listen to this conversation, you have some practical things to take away. And today's podcast is somewhat of a dialogue, and then I'll talk about the practicalities as I get to the end of it. And it's looking at the difference and the valuable uses of two buttons. One button being the button of fear, and the second button being the button of consciousness. And quite often, well, the easiest button to trigger is the fear button. And the fear button has some beautiful uses. But the thing with the fear button is, you know, the fear button's great if you're about to step across the road and then you notice a car out of your periphery vision coming through fast. Fear is the thing that's going to jump you out of the way. Fear might be the thing that you're sort of having that sense of something's not right here as you're walking down the road, so you decide to go a different direction. So fear has a beautiful impact and ability to help us navigate our way through life for short-term things in front of us, and short-term things that could jeopardize the physical health of our body. Like, those are the best things for fear. Walking along the road and seeing that snake there, it's fear that will activate the sympathetic nervous system, you know, flood your body with adrenaline, dilate your pupils, sweat up a bit so your muscles can work a little bit harder and cool down easier. All of those things are great for immediate responses and stuff that's short term. The challenge with fear, it's not the best button to push for long term things, and it's certainly not the best button to push if you're trying to work through something a little bit more complex that requires a broader perspective. And that's where we need to flick on the button of consciousness. And again, these are two different systems within the autonomic nervous system. Fear is most related to sympathetic nervous system. Consciousness is most related to parasympathetic nervous system. And that parasympathetic nervous system, activating that, has us in a more relaxed state, a more centered, grounded state. And that's the state we want to be in when we're dealing with more complex issues. And complex issues that have multiple different parts to them. Fear isn't the thing that's going to navigate our way easily and gracefully through that particular situation. So if we're experiencing crisis in our life, or global crisis, as does happen on occasions, we don't want to be flicking the switch of fear. We want to be able to flick the switch of consciousness. Consciousness allows us to have this broader perspective. And when we have a broader perspective, we can see all the parts. And if we can see all of the parts in the big picture, then we can more easily and more creatively put those parts together. So I've no doubt that when it comes to solution finding, when it comes to creativity, when it comes to innovation, when it comes to navigating your way through a long-term problem, long-term challenge, whether that's a global crisis, whether that's a relationship crisis, whether that's a health crisis, whether it's a professional crisis, fear isn't the best tool to navigate your way through that. Consciousness is. Consciousness giving you the awareness of all parts of it. And in consciousness, and to support consciousness and decision making, I'm all about how do we make better decisions. We want to draw information. We want to find information. We want to increase our knowledge. So it increases our wisdom and our ability then to make good choices. And, you know, one of the things in this modern world that we live in, it's very easy, particularly in a media sense, to create fear and do fear-mongering stories and that sort of stuff. News, I've got that in inverted commas, doesn't necessarily support our ability to maintain an open-minded level of consciousness. It's more likely to trigger us into fear. So there might be practical choices we need to make about what information we take in so it doesn't activate that switch without us knowing it. Because it might be if we let this information in, this fear-mongering information in, it actually flicks a switch without us knowing, which cuts us off from our ability to discern, our ability to be fully aware, our ability to be fully conscious of all the different pieces and how best to put all of those pieces together. So that's one thing, is, you know, stopping the information that comes in and being selective about the information. I'm also a big fan of reading a broad range of information. I have limited trust in big institutions that make lots of money from selling whatever it is they're selling. That's my personal thing, and I have low trust with that. So what I try to find is information from smaller people, more independent, and who have different agendas. I am pretty sure bigger organisations don't really care about my health and well-being that much. They care about it a little bit, but they care about making money a lot more than that. So I need to like be conscious about the information I take in. And again, I use that consciousness word because it's as I'm conscious, I'm able to selectively choose amongst the vast array of information pieces out there what might be most useful. And drawing information that, you know, covers both sides of a spectrum, both sides of an argument, both sides of a story, so that you can then make an informed decision. A couple other things for activating this switch of consciousness is our breath. And this is something that the yogis, the Buddhists, a lot of Eastern philosophies have known for a long, long time. And that's where we can use the breath to activate and stimulate and regulate the autonomic nervous system. So we can actually use our breath to deactivate the stress response related to fear, activate the parasympathetic nervous system related to consciousness, and this idea of having the ability to see the broader picture, the bigger picture. So just by doing breath work, just by regulating our breath, using the diaphragm, expanding the diaphragm, or expanding the stomach, I should say, to use the diaphragm to create that vacuum within the lungs to draw more air and oxygen into your lungs. And by doing that, not only are you bringing more oxygen and oxygenating your blood, which is definitely a health benefit, but you're actually causing the nervous system to show up in a different way, to respond in a different way. And as we take that breath in, and as we pay attention a little bit more to our heart center, so pay a bit more attention to your lungs, to your heart. If you can calm your heart down, which is a lot of times more easy than calming our mind down, when we bring some coherence and harmony to our heart, the electromagnetic field of the heart is 5,000 times stronger than the brain. So when we calm our heart, it actually calms our mind. It's much harder to like calm our mind, to create a, you know, stopping the monkey mind. And that's what, you know, years and years, hundreds and years and a few thousand years of, you know, evolution into this study of how do we become more calm, more centered? How do we have a broader perspective? How can we tap into more innate wisdom that the yogis did, the Buddhists did? So this breath work to slow things down to allow you to have more access to the bigger picture, more access to this broader conscious awareness. The other practice is, and this is a bit more challenging, it's to be consciously aware. And you see consciousness is entangled in the action to get to the outcome of consciousness. So that makes it a little bit more challenging. But it's not impossible. It's the idea of what meaning am I giving to this particular situation? What meaning am I giving to what's happening outside of me? What thoughts am I buying into? Because thoughts lead us to have an emotional experience which influence our behavior, which cause us to have specific results. So part of, you know, activating a more conscious and measured response to things is actually becoming more aware of what thoughts are driving the game. And that again is why probably the yogis lean towards what physical practices can we do to bring harmony into our brain and settle the brain down a little bit more so we can have access to a little bit more conscious awareness, as opposed to trying to manage the thoughts. Can be done, but it takes a little bit more effort. So in summary, and because I don't like to talk for too long in these podcasts, I can talk a lot longer on this subject, there's no doubts about it. But in essence, it's about fear being great for short-term solutions and physical threat solutions, consciousness and conscious awareness being the optimum state to be in and the best tool to be using when it comes to long-term, more complex problems and more complex solutions. It's consciousness that's going to allow you to have these more tempered, more practical, more useful, more creative, more innovative solutions to your problems. And we talked about the two different ways of bringing ourselves back into consciousness and regulating our autonomic nervous system. Breath is definitely one of the best ways. And the breath work can be as simple as breathing into a count of four, holding for a count of two, breathing out for a count of four, holding for a count of two. So it's not a complex thing to do. And, you know, don't take my word for it. Like, practice, you know, when you find yourself in a bit of a crisis situation and you're getting close to, you know, flicking the switch, or the switch of fear has been flicked, see if that breathing can bring a level of calm and stillness so it changes the level of mind that you have to deal with the situation in front of you and gives you a little bit more access to this broader consciousness, this broader awareness, so you can put all the pieces together. And the second thing I talked about was, you know, being conscious of the thoughts. What is the thoughting? What are these thoughts that I'm buying into? And is there absolute truth in them? Not sort of truth, but an absolute truth with a capital T. And if the thought isn't a truth with a capital T, then it's up to you to find the information or have the conversation to allow you to have the information to either turn that into a truth with a capital T or discard it as just a thought that wasn't necessarily true. As always, I want to thank you for joining me today for this conversation. And if you've got any comments on the conversation, don't hesitate to reach out to me. If you want to work with me at any stage and get a little bit clear about what things can support you along the way, then don't hesitate to reach out. I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but around this time in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be releasing an opportunity for a small group of people to work with me over a 6-month period to help them go through current crisis and actually break through at the other end. So supporting them as they go through that process. So if that's something that's of interest to you, again, reach out to me. Just send me an email, Carl, C-A-R-L, at Carl Massey, C-A-R-L, obviously, Massey, MASSY.com. Get in touch with me and ask me more information about that. I'd love to support you and help you out. And if you want any other resources and follow my newsletters, just jump on my website, carlmassey.com, and sign up for the newsletter there. And I'll keep you informed about when I start doing some trainings and if I've got any online trainings that I can offer you as well. So thank you so, so much for joining me. And wherever you are on this beautiful, amazing, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic, highly conscious day, and take care.